Now you will hear the second segment.
Each year, half of the nation's honeybees get shipped to California to pollinate the state's almond trees. As the nation's honeybee population declines, California's almond trees and other commercial crops may be in danger. However, biologist Khaled Aziz believes this gives the agricultural industry an opportunity to improve its practices. Sue Lyons talks with him about it.
How exactly does pollination work?
Flowering plants reproduce by transferring pollen from the male part of the plant to the female. But because plants can't move, they require birds and insects to move the pollen for them. Bees are simply nature's most abundant pollinators. They want the plant's nectar and pollen for themselves, for their own survival needs. So as they go about collecting nectar and pollen, they're just messy. They leave a lot of it behind. And of course, this is exactly what the plant counts on for its own reproduction.
What role do pollinators play in commercial agriculture?
It's different for different crops. Some crops are entirely dependent on managed pollination. Others, such as cereal grains, don't need pollinators at all. And some, like grapes, are pollinated by the wind. Most commercial fruits and vegetables, though, rely on pollination for the development of the fruit, or at least seeds to propagate the plant.
Can you give us an example?
How about watermelons? If you get no pollen, you get no watermelon. Simple as that. If you don't get enough pollen, you may get a watermelon that's too small, or has a weird shape and isn't commercially viable. To get a nice, evenly shaped watermelon requires thousands of grains of pollen to be deposited, and this might require 6 to 10 different visits from bees. So, watermelons are one crop that uses domestic honeybees as pollinators. But the thing is, there are about 40 different species of bees willing to do this.
Wild bees.
Yes, wild bees. Instead of bringing in all these managed hives, you could encourage wild pollination. And not only would this protect against declines in the honeybee population, it also reduces cost.
How do you encourage wild pollination?
Simple things like conserving wilderness, stop using pesticides, stop mowing the grass. Nature does a lot if you simply leave it alone. Especially pesticides. If we could reduce use of pesticides around crop fields, it would do a lot for wild pollinators.
Is that why honeybee populations have been declining? Because of pesticides?
Indirectly, it may be part of it. The major cause has been something called colony collapse disorder, which is where all the bees just disappear overnight. This is something that's been known about for a long time. But in the early 2000s, there was a period of about 3 years in which the honeybee population was cut about in half, and the populations still haven't recovered.
Both wild and domestic bees.
Honeybees, yes. Both wild and domestic honeybee populations have been devastated by colony collapse disorder.
Any idea what causes it?
It's unclear. There have been hundreds of theories, ranging from pesticides to cell phone towers. It's probably a combination of things, mostly caused by humans. Stress due to transportation of hives, pesticides, decreasing biodiversity, monoculture agriculture. But the important thing to note is that only honey-producing bees have been affected. Most people don't realize that the vast majority of North America's wild bee species aren't honey producers, but they still work beautifully as pollinators.